in the Logan, 37 Atlas.
Is he breathing?
They say he's not breathing.
Okay, can we start CPR?
Hello, this is Mike Harper. I'm an emergency medical technician. We have two 1085 echoes here.
That was a 911 call placed from a crash on Valley View Highway that left two people dead in 2006. Jeffrey Gilbert, a planner at the Cache Metropolitan Planning Organization, said the crash is one of many serious accidents on the road that have attracted national attention.
Run-off-the-road type crashes were higher than normal. There's been a number of pretty high-profile crashes that have impacted families in the valley.
And the high number of crashes may not be a coincidence. UDOT conducted a year-long study and found that the highway has inappropriate turn lanes into large businesses and doesn't meet requirements for roadway shoulders. Gilbert says the lack of shoulders is dangerous because law enforcement can't properly patrol the area and there's little room for drivers to pull over during bad weather.
I don't think it surprised them. Most of us are kind of aware of the difficulties. The road section is pretty narrow. There isn't a lot of margin of error with the shoulder. So there's a recognition of a need to address some of those safety issues.
Gilbert says the road is important because it's the direct road from Riverside to I-15, and it's an alternative to Sardine Canyon, a well-traveled road through the canyon from Brigham City to Cache Valley that can become dangerous during the winter.
It's probably second to Sardine Canyon, our most important corridor. It's one of our primary evacuation routes, and sometimes Sardine Canyon can suffer from weather issues. And so from an economic, a freight movement point of view, and a safety point of view, that I think is driving me the interest in this project.
But UDOT isn't fixing the issues right away. First, the organization will conduct an environmental study. Gilbert says the study could take nearly 2 years. Money for road construction has not yet been acquired, but Gilbert believes that UDOT will have no problem getting funding. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.